Donald Trump returned to the White House for a second term on January 20, 2025. He assumed the presidency with a pledge to remake the world order so that America would once again emerge as the dominant global power. He declared that he needed to act as a dictator for just one day, during which he would issue dozens of executive orders that, in his view, would bypass congressional approval. And he kept his word. The first set of orders imposed tariffs on imports entering the country. The second wave targeted immigrants, including those who had arrived legally. The proposed tariffs were based on a formula that linked punitive taxes to the United States' bilateral trade deficits in goods with individual countries, in other words, the extent to which the U.S. imported more from those countries than it exported to them. The calculation involved determining the ratio between the U.S. trade deficit with a country and that country's total exports to the U.S. This ratio was then halved to produce what the administration termed a discounted reciprocal tariff. Economists were critical of the assumption behind the calculation for a number of reasons. They noted that the formula excluded services, which constitute the majority of the U.S. economy and a significant portion of its exports, from the trade deficit calculations. This omission, they argued, rendered America's trade relationships with its partners inaccurately one-sided. The Trump administration has an indefensible foundation to an indefensible policy, said Douglas Holtz-Eakin, the president of the Conservative American Action Forum. The United States Census Bureau published data for 20 countries, with the first column indicating each country's trade deficit with the U.S. as a percentage of its exports to the American market. Cambodia topped the list, with a deficit amounting to 98% of its exports, meaning it would face a 49% tariff under the administration's formula. Vietnam followed with a 46% tariff. India, ranked 7th, faced a 24% tariff. At the bottom of the list were 8 countries, each subject to a 10% tariff. Among these low-tariff nations were Singapore, the United Kingdom, and Brazil. An important comment on the situation created by the Trump policy was made by Mori Obstfeld, a senior fellow at the Washington-based Peterson Institute for International Economics. He said the new system will just reshuffle U.S. trading relationships in ways that are particularly injurious because they basically penalize trade in the areas where it's of most value to us, the U.S., and without mitigating the perceived problem that overall the country has a deficit with the rest of the world.